5th injection, going up to 0.5 milligrams, 36 clicks. Charlene and I have been on Ozempic for 6 weeks now, and in this episode, we get together to check in and to talk about Ozempic's variant, its competitors, and what's coming up in the future for all these different glutide weight loss drugs. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ozempic Diaries. I'm Jonathan Vonker.
And I'm Charlene Armstrong.
And we're still getting our timing right. this is episode 7, and it is we've just finished week six of being on Ozempic, and we're just going to do a check-in, and then we're going to chat a little bit about the science of the various glutides, right? The semaglutide, tirzepatide. Charlene just put me onto something called retatrutide. Because they're just making
these
names
a mouthful.
By throwing darts at a board. I mean, it's just insane. So we're going to do some Ozempic John Splained. But first, Charlene, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've got my usual Monday morning after the jab feeling. But right. I'm getting used to it. So it's not so bad. I just know that this is how I feel on a Monday morning. I feel like uncomfortably full and a bit off food. So right. I just have to soldier through. It's not unbearable. I will say, though, after last night's jab, I, for the first time, felt that kind of semi-stoned feeling.
Oh, the little stony feeling.
That you had described before. And I said to my husband, I don't know if I'm imagining this, but this must be what Jonah was talking about. Can it happen that fast? Because I'd taken the jab in the evening and like an hour or two later when we were going to bed, I was like, whoa, I feel a little stoned, but baked. Not like I want to burst. Yeah, I feel baked. Not like I want to burst out with the giggles, but I feel like everything was moving a little bit
woozy.
Slower.
Yeah, absolutely. And about an hour or two is how long it took me.
Okay, so it was definitely that then. And I felt I didn't have a big dinner. I didn't eat much at all yesterday. Not like I starved myself, but I ate until I was full and I didn't eat beyond that. I feel like I'm also getting into a rhythm with that because I'm getting used to now what the quantities are that I feel comfortable with in terms of food intake. And I went to bed feeling, I had some tea before bed and I was like, oh, my stomach feels so full. Like, you know, when you're super thirsty and you drink too much water after you've done exercise and you feel like your stomach is like, the contents of your stomach is like swishing around. It's making you feel unwell. Yeah, I felt that last night, but nothing bad. How about you?
Oh, I'm good, but I've often had that overfull experience from having the small meal that I now know is what I need and then having water with it. And it's the water that then makes you go like, oh, I feel a little bit like too full now, you know?
Yep, that's the thing, because you don't account for the water intake, but you got to keep the fluids up. And I drink a lot of water, so yeah.
Question before we get to check in here is that I've just added half a sachet of Rehydrate to my water because when I was chatting to my gym coach about how I'm doing and all that, he said you do need to get your electrolytes in. You can like dilute yourself essentially by not putting any salts or electrolytes in. So do you do anything like that?
You know, I don't, but that's actually, I know for running, when I run, not excessively, but when I run regularly, like when I train for a half marathon or whatever, that having a Rehydrate in my water is really, really helpful. And I, historically, before when I went on like a strict diet or whatever, I used to, and this is awful, so Rehydrate's actually much better, is if you start feeling like low energy or cramps or things like that, especially in the first few weeks of the detox phase, like a glass of water with Himalayan salt and you just like mix it up and you gulp it down.
That's what someone else recommended, Himalayan salt in the water.
So Rehydrate's actually a total win. I don't actually do that regularly, and now that you mention it, I should.
Considering you drink about 8 liters of water a day.
Exactly.
You see, she didn't even flinch. Like, that's not even that far off what she drinks.
No, I honestly, I aim for 4 And I probably get to 3 most days.
Okay. I'm going to try just for 3 today. Because I'm still struggling with water. I think my bottle isn't big enough. I need a Stanley like yours. No, I don't need a Stanley like yours. I need like a camel pack that just is on my back all the time with a straw in my mouth.
Gets harder in winter because in winter it's cold. And then you're like, I don't want to be drinking cold fluids. I want to be drinking hot fluids.
Totally. I'll just fill it with Glühwein. right. So let's get on to the check-in. I will go first. I have managed to not check my weight every day for the last week, but I did make the mistake. I think I checked it on Wednesday or something like that. And you know, I'd gone to 94.1 or 94.2, and then I'd kind of stalled there, and I was still stalled on Wednesday, stalled on Thursday, I think. And then, gave me a real knock because plateauing for 3 weeks would suck. And then, like, just to show you the range at which you can vary your weight, right? I went to bed last night at 94.9 kilos and woke up and went to gym and then ended up at 93.6. So lost like 1.3 kilograms overnight and through one gym session. So yeah, anyway, I'm on 93.6. So it is a half kilo move down, which is great. Happy with moving at all. And I think I hope it's going to start picking up. But yeah, the emotional toll of plateauing is real. I'm over it. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. I had, this morning when I weighed was 80.4. So it's a 800 gram loss from last week. And the week prior to that, I had a 900 gram loss. So it seems like I'm sitting now at between 800, 900, just under a kilo loss week on week. So I feel like I'm in more of a rhythm now. And I'm happy with that, you know. And even also just to speak to your 500 grams, half a kilo is good. If you're looking at, sure, if you're inputting into a these like calorie calculators or whatever, and you're choosing whether you want rapid weight loss or you want like just a gradual weight loss or whatever, half a kilo a week is actually a healthy place to be losing fat at.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually just inputting it into my app now so I don't forget it. But it is a more or less constant trend downwards, which is great. So yeah, half a kilo, as you say, is fine.
If you think half a kilo for like 6 months or a year, that's a substantial amount of weight.
12 kilos.
Gone. I know, yeah. A year seems super long, but if you think about it on the opposite end of the scale, if you gain just 200 or 500 grams a week over a year, where does that leave you in terms of gaining weight?
Yeah, in ICU probably. Okay, so great. So 800 grams, nice. Feels like a rhythm for you, which is great. So our topic for this week is going to be about the various glutides, semaglutide being Ozempic, and then there are a number of other products on the market, a number of other drugs being developed that I want to investigate and talk about, from Wegovy to Mounjaro to Sacenda, many of them not available in South Africa yet, but you know, it's all coming and it's interesting to look at the leading edge as well. So to explore that a little, let me get my monologue on in Ozempic, John Splane. Ozempic isn't magic, it's molecules. Specifically, it's semaglutide, a GLP-1 receptor agonist. Translation, it mimics a hormone your body naturally makes called GLP-1, which is released when you eat. This hormone tells your brain we're full, slows down how fast food leaves your stomach, and nudges your pancreas to release insulin if it's needed. Semaglutide just cranks that up and makes it last all week. Now, what makes Ozempic different from its rivals? Firstly, we've got Wegovy, which is the same molecule, different name, higher dose, branded for weight loss. Novo Nordisk make Ozempic, Novo Nordisk make Wegovy. Wegovy goes up to a maximum dose of 2.4 milligrams, Ozempic goes up to 1. Then there's Mounjaro, which is called tirzepatide, not semaglutide, but tirzepatide. This is the new overachiever on the block. It targets two hormones instead of one, GLP-1 and GIP. Early results show faster weight loss on Mounjaro than Ozempic, but there is some disagreement about the studies. Then there's Rybelsus. That's semaglutide in a pill form, same action taken daily, slightly lower absorption, but some people prefer it because needles. Okay, lastly, let's talk about retatrutide. This is a molecule that's not on the market right now, it's still in testing. It's quite exciting because in a 2023 phase 2 trial, people lost up to 24% of their body weight over 48 weeks. Now that is nearly a year, so they don't seem to be aiming for crazy rapid crash diet fat loss. But 24% of your weight in 48 weeks is very good. But that's edging into bariatric surgery territory without the surgery. So what they found was that participants on the highest dose lost about 23.7% of their body weight, which is significantly higher than semaglutide, which is 15% on average, or tirzepatide, which is 20% in comparable trials. It's still in a clinical trial phase, so there's no brand name yet. It's just retatrutide for now. Retatrutide. Try to say that 10 times fast. All right, so let's do the big wrap-up on brands and molecules. Semaglutide equals Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus, which is the tablet. Then there's tirzepatide, which is Mounjaro, developed for type 2 diabetes, but often prescribed off-label for weight loss. Then there's Zepbound, which is the exact same molecule, branded and approved specifically for weight loss. Then there's liraglutide, and the brand names there are Victoza, for type 2 diabetes, daily injection, and Sesenda, a higher dose of liraglutide, approved for weight loss, daily injection. Needless to say, not so popular compared to Ozempic. Lastly, there's a dulaglutide called Trulicity. That's the brand name, Trulicity. That's for diabetes, sometimes used off-label for weight loss, which is a weekly injection. Not formally approved for weight loss, but sometimes prescribed when Ozempic isn't available. And of course, as I said, retatrutide. Nice. No brand name yet, still in clinical trials. Right, so that is it for Ozempic Diaries, Episode 7, Week 6. We are going into our third week of 0.5 milligrams. And for me, that means we're going into the second half of 0.5, and then I'm going to go up to 1 milligram. But for you, Charlene, you're continuing like this until 6 months is out, right?
Yes, that's what I have prescribed from the doctor, so I'm going to stick to that. I'm going to be super bleak when I'm on 0.5 and I'm starting to stagnate and your weight's just like coming off.
I'll be happy for you,
but I'll be super bleak.
Well, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see exactly how that works out. And I mean, now that you've been on it for 2 weeks, the fact that you are still having that very full feeling on the day after the jab seems to me that you're not seeing like major drop off. Like at the end of last week as well, I didn't feel as much, I didn't feel it wearing off as much as I did with 0.25.
Agreed. Same for me. I would usually towards coming closer to my next jab, I'd be like, I feel a little peckish, like I could have some chocolate today or something. And I haven't felt that now that I'm on 0.5. So realistically, I think it is safest for me to just stay on the 0.5 because I'm still feeling quite full and I don't really want to feel any more gnar than this. Not that, yeah. I feel very gnar, but I don't do nausea well. It's very bad. So I'd rather just stick with the 0.5.
Totally. So what's your foci for week 7?
I have to find the motivation to get to the gym this week because I don't feel like it. I'd go on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then either Thursday or Friday. So I just don't have the drive. I feel no list for it. And I did a leg workout at the end of last week. proceeded to not be able to walk the entire weekend. I was in so much pain. It's just, that was a new type of leg workout that I don't usually do. And I felt bored and I didn't feel like doing it. And I was like, let me change it up a bit so that I feel motivated. You know, if it's interesting while I'm there, at least I'll get through it more comfortably. So at the moment, I'm really struggling with getting the motivation to go into the gym. So that'll be my focus, that and just being mindful of my protein intake.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I go to gym. I go to gym at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's now dark when I get to gym. So the membership, like the gym numbers today went from like on average 7 to 8 people in the class to 3 today. So you can feel winter coming. And I think I've gotten to the point now where it is so natural for me that this morning the wind was howling where I am, and it was dark and cold and the wind was blowing. So I spent an extra 5 minutes just talking myself into going to gym. But in general, I feel I've now gotten to a point where I've got enough momentum where it's part of my identity, and it's just, oh, Monday, gym day, let's go. So I hope I can get through winter that way. I will get through winter that way. But it is going to get a little bit tougher on two fronts. Number one, the cold and actually having the motivation to go. And number two, red wine season's coming. And we'll see how that goes.
Winter is coming.
Then good luck for week 7, and we'll catch up again soon.
Cool. 7 weeks. Good luck.